More young offenders, children under the age of 18, are being transferred out of the juvenile justice system and into the criminal courts to be tried as adults. In recent years, nearly every state in the country has made legislative changes that make it easier for prosecutors and judges to order such transfers. A new study challenges whether juveniles are efficiently competent to stand trial in the adult system, NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
Not only has it become much easier to transfer young defendants to adult court, but currently about half the states have no bottom age limit for when a child can be tried as an adult. So the researchers who did this study wanted to answer one fundamental question.
At what age do people understand what's happening in a court well enough to be considered a competent defendant?
Adolescent development expert Lawrence Steinberg of Temple University was a lead researcher on the study. He says being a competent defendant means that a person charged with a crime understands the charges, can assist an attorney with the defense, and understands what can happen as the result of different pleas. So, to evaluate these abilities in young people, the researchers asked 1,400 individuals, ages 11 to 24, a series of questions. Half the young people questioned were already in juvenile detention or in jail. The other half had never been incarcerated, but they were of similar age, ethnicity, and economic status. According to Steinberg, the questions asked were similar to those that courts use to evaluate whether adults are competent to stand trial.
We asked questions about the roles of different people in court, about court proceedings. For example, what does a jury do in a trial? And about decision-making, about things like considering a plea bargain or deciding whether to take the stand or not.
The researchers often embedded the questions in stories of hypothetical situations as a way to test an individual's knowledge about the criminal justice system and to reveal judgment and reasoning abilities. The results are to be published in an upcoming issue of the journal Law and Human Behavior. The conclusion is that many children, aged 15 and younger, are not likely to be competent to stand trial. Again, Lawrence Steinberg.
They have a number of specific deficits in their abilities that makes them incompetent.
Some of the deficits were in basic knowledge. For example, children 15 or younger typically didn't understand what a judge does or the difference between a defense lawyer and a prosecutor. And there were striking deficits at a more fundamental level.
They're not able to take facts and put them together in a way that would allow them to draw logical conclusions.
And they were less able to think about future consequences of their decisions.
Whereas older individuals, we find, when asked for their reasons for making certain decisions, are much more likely to think about the whole range, both short and long-term consequences.
These deficits in knowledge, reasoning, and judgment were similar, says Steinberg, for boys and girls, across different ethnic groups, across different regions of the country, and surprisingly, regardless of previous experience with the legal system.
So over and over and over again, we saw this finding where those who were 15 and younger looked different from those who were 16 and older. So there seems to be an important cut point in these abilities to be a competent defendant that is somewhere between the ages of 15 and 16. And there may be some fundamental aspects of judgment and reasoning that don't come fully online until later in adolescence.
Psychologist John Monahan from the University of Virginia School of Law says this is the first large-scale study to measure age and competence to stand trial.
I think that this is a path-breaking piece of research, and the findings are dramatic. The younger the child or adolescent is, the more problems you find regarding competence.
Stephen Drizin, an attorney and law professor at Northwestern University, says that a defendant's developmental status is not typically considered in determining competence. He says historically, incompetence to stand trial has been only in relation to adults who are mentally ill or mentally retarded. But Drizin says this new research may change traditional practice.
This study speaks directly to the fact that certainly children 13 and younger should never be tried as adults. And 14 and 15-year-olds, which make up a large portion of those children who are prosecuted as adults, there's serious question about whether they should ever be prosecuted in adult court.
The research team is now developing a standardized test that the courts could use to evaluate young people's developmental status and competence to stand trial. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.